All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott Horton. And our first guest is Corey Moore. And I don't have a bio from him because when I Googled it, there was like 10,000 different people named Corey Moore. Welcome to the show, Corey. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. And how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. And so you're the something or other at Ron Paul Radio, but tell us the rest of your bio, please.
Well, I'm a student at Kent State University. I study electronic media production. I am the president of the Kent Student Liberty Alliance. And I've been involved with radio for like the past 3 years. So that's basically me.
Okay, great. And now do you have a website or a blog of your own we can look at?
Yeah, my website is CoreyMoore.net.
CoreyMoore.net. Okay, great. All right, so now let's talk about this new project that I'm part of, I think, here, right?
Yeah, Ron Paul Radio, man. We've been working really hard, and it's finally up and going, ronpaulradio.com.
Wow, the website really looks great, Corey.
Oh, thank you. I did it myself.
Right on. Yeah, ronpaulradio.com. And so I guess if people were to go there right now, they'd be hearing you and me, is that right?
Yep, they would be hearing you and me. You're on from 12 to 3, but we have a lot of other great programming.
Mm-hmm.
We have a show right after yours, John J. Myers from Texas. He does a show, and we have Angel Clark. We syndicate her in. And we also have James Burns on in the evenings, during the weekends. We have tons of great programming, all basically dedicated to getting Ron Paul elected to be the next president of the United States.
Great. Well, I'm going to have to clean up my act if my show is streaming live over this thing and I'm calling it Ron Paul something and not just my own show. I'm going to have to start minding my manners and talking more about how much I like Ron Paul and how badly I wish that the American people in a greater mass would get it right and get it together this time, our last chance.
You know, it might be our last chance, Scott, and that's the unfortunate part. I mean, we have a lot of other options as far as what we can do from here, but electoral-wise, this might be our last shot to actually make a real change, and it might be another 50 to 100 years that we see until we see peace, unless a collapse happens, unless Ron Paul is elected president.
Yeah, or unless his warning comes true that the empire will end, but not because you listen to me, but because finally your dollars are worthless, and then you'll be lucky if you can afford to get the guys home somehow. They might have hitchhike their own ride home from Afghanistan at that point.
That would be very unfortunate. I mean, we look at, like, QE3, what's going on with what the Fed is doing right now, inflating the currency even more and more and more. It just seems like what Ron Paul is talking about with the currency collapse could very well happen in the next couple of years.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of a vulgar Austrian. It seems to me like, obviously, that, you know, Ron Paul's the one who's been right up there in D.C., and the Austrians are the few who've been right about what's going on this whole time. But, you know, I can't really say that I can, you know, try to do the calculations myself or whatever. I can only sort of guess. But it does seem like if they're able to stimulate the economy the way they're trying to, by just flooding the economy with so much credit and currency that, you know, some businesses pick back up again or whatever, if it really starts working, then all the money that they've been sitting on, the trillions of dollars they've created that the banks have been sitting on because the Federal Reserve has been paying them to not spend it, all that is going to get loaned out if the banks can get a better return by loaning it out to businessmen for their next two-year project or whatever. And then we could see, I don't know if it would be a bubble like we had in housing or maybe hyperinflation like Argentina or something.
Well, I mean, there's a ton of bubbles that are going on right now. I mean, there's college bubble, the college loan bubble, and I think that's going to be the next one that pops. You know, and when the government invests all this money into, I shouldn't even call it investing because it's not. When government pumps all this money into the economy like they are, you know, we understand the business cycle. We understand how it works, the boom and bust. And yeah, we might have a boom now and President Obama might get reelected because he created all these jobs. But let's wait 5, 10 years, 20 years from now and see what happens. I don't think it's going to take that long, but you know, it could very well take that long, and we could just have a worse situation than we do now.
Yep. Yeah, I think people don't really realize how much the interest rate has to do with who's elected when. I saw a thing on TV where they were talking about, this is about a year or two ago, I guess, they were talking about Ronald Reagan and how he went from the lowest approval numbers to the biggest landslide ever, where Mondale only won one state in 1984. And it was, you know, what they didn't see was that they had gone from strangling the economy with the super high interest rate to beat inflation to then going ahead and building up a new bubble that was in full swing in 84, morning in America, and everybody was falling for it. The one thing that the news people don't understand about it is the role that the chairman of the Fed plays in all this.
Absolutely. And then, you know, I mean, with Alan Greenspan, you know, and the housing bubble, that was that too. It's just incredible that the American people can't see this.
Yeah. All right. Now, I'm sorry, because you and I are both too interested in this subject, but we should be talking about RonPaulRadio.com, Corey. Tell us more. Who else on here? I saw Brian Wilson is on here now. Yeah.
We had him on there for a while. We're trying to figure out a way to incorporate him back in. But yeah, Brian Wilson, great guy, WST of PD.com. He does an afternoon drive show. We've got a bunch of weekend programming. It's a lot of new people, and we're trying to give new people, the grassroots, an opportunity to get on a platform and go out and actually spread the message of Ron Paul. You know, it's a beautiful message, and there's people from the left, there's people from the right. We've got economists, we've got PhD people on in the morning, a couple of gentlemen that have doctorate degrees and are working in the stock market and things like that. It's just a wide variety of people from all over the country that are just getting together to, and not just Ron Paul, but things that interest people that, you know, like Ron Paul. It's just a great grassroots project like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, that's the thing about Ron Paul, is he's really good on a lot of things. So if you know, this particular host is really into, say, for example, his anti-war position and likes talking about that, and this other person is a gold bug and is the master of that subject and likes delving into those things, somebody else is focused you know, more on reinstituting the Bill of Rights, these kind of things. It's all pro Ron Paul stuff on the issues is going to be good stuff, pretty much. And there are, I guess, a couple of things I disagree with him on, but I gotta, like, you know, really dig for him. He's good on the list of the 25 most important issues in the world.
Absolutely. And this is the opportunity of a generation, if not a century, to get him elected. So, you know, I think the people out there that are skeptical, the non-political people, you know, if we all just kind of jumped on this bandwagon just this one time, I think that it would give us an opportunity to elect probably the best politician, the only politician that I know of that is honest and will further our principles of liberty and peace.
Yeah.
And prosperity.
It really is amazing, isn't it, to see just how few thousands it takes in each of these states for a Romney or a Gingrich to be the one. Reminds me of the day, and, you know, I'm pretty much a principled non-voter, but I remember the vote here in Austin to ban cigarette smoking in the bars, and how, you know, just the population of smokers in the bars on a Tuesday night in Austin would have been enough to defeat that if they had bothered to show up for it. And in this case, here we got 300 million Americans, plenty of whom are mostly non-political type people or whatever, but who would probably agree with us that they really like that Ron Paul guy or whatever. All it takes is for those people to show up at a Republican primary, but so far they just haven't done it that much anyway. Not enough to win yet, and I hate to sound that pessimistic, but it is doable. Like you said, the chance of a century. I completely agree with that. All right, well, thanks very much for your time, Corey. It's CoreyMoore.net and RonPaulRadio.com. We're on there here, Anti-War Radio, and a lot of other great stuff, too. Thanks again.
Thank you, Scott.